USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And on his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
We remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A former president is criticizing the current one over the crisis at the southern border. Tim Berg reports.
Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the manhunt continues for three suspects accused of opening fire at a Miami banquet hall Sunday morning, killing two people and injuring 21. Newly released surveillance video shows three masked assailants getting out of an SUV, then running back to it following the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the weekend, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, commenting on the investigation into the origins of COVID-19, said that we may never be able to pinpoint the virus's origin and added that leaks from labs are not rare. Dr. Jeanette Neshawat agrees with Gottlieb on both issues. The medical director at CityMD tells Fox News that there are many factors that could lead to a leak from a medical lab.
Now that we're over a year out of the initiation of this pandemic, it's really difficult to collect the data that we needed initially, especially with the lack of transparency out of the Wuhan Institute. So that makes it a lot difficult. But yes, it does happen. You know, breach of protocols, you know, safety protocols are compromised even in the United States. And sometimes that's a result of poorly managed labs. Sometimes that's a result of not having updated safety protocols in place. Sometimes it's accidental, unintentional infection that a scientist can walk out with. And then, you know, sometimes even theft can happen. Machinery failure can happen. So these are all the things that we have to take into consideration when we are researching.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic lawmakers walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those who he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics say the Texas proposal would make it more difficult to vote, especially for people of color. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.